Are creative people more likely to be psychopaths? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Adrian John Golling, assistant professor of psychology at De La Salle University, explains why highly creative artists may have a bit of a dark side, too.
More than 50 years of research have repeatedly found that highly creative artists and scientists could be reliably described as hostile, arrogant, and dishonest, although they have lots of positive traits, too. In 2010, I proposed a so-called pro-social psychopath model of creativity, where I claimed that a puzzling pattern of traits might be explained if creative personalities and the tendency towards psychopathy had a common neurodevelopmental origin. Although pop culture psychopaths are represented as serial killers, more benign subclinical psychopaths have features of psychopathy without being criminal or violent. If my model is correct, we would observe that creative people perform similarly to subclinical psychopaths on certain kinds of measures. We looked at questionnaire-based traits in two samples, one group composed of about 500 young adults and another group of 250 undergraduates. In the first group, we measured the dark side traits of narcissism, Machiavellianism, and psychopathy, and found that narcissism and psychopathy correlated positively with a checklist of various creative achievements. In the second sample, we looked specifically at subclinical psychopathy and found that psychopathic boldness alone correlated positively with self-reported creative achievement. In a laboratory-based study, 93 undergraduates were asked to play a gambling task, and simultaneously their autonomic nervous system reactions were measured as skin conductance. It turned out that the people who displayed diminished reactions and were possibly calmer during the gambling task also tended to be the people who scored better on a test that measured the ability to generate original ideas. All in all, we think that diminished emotional inhibition is characteristic of a substantial number of creative people, which is a characteristic shared by subclinical psychopaths.
That was Adrian John Golling of De La Salle University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.